Hey guys, you don't sell anything on here, so the only thing I ask is that you help spread the word on this podcast so we can help more entrepreneurs make more money, have more time, and create the freedom they want in their lives. But the only way we can do that is if you rate, review, and share this thing. My single ask for you is to leave a review. It'll take about 20 seconds, and it would mean the world to me. And most importantly, it may help another entrepreneur.
Okay. This is in response to Lindsay's question about whether she should pay a marketing agency for SEO.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Okay. So I have my own stories, but I will also back it up my conclusions with data. So when I first got into my fitness business, I couldn't get leads, couldn't get people to show up in front of me. I had no idea what I was doing. And so someone reached out to me about doing SEO for me. And he was somebody who was in a local networking group that I was in. And he was really nice. I'd actually known him for a long time. And that was his space, the digital marketing space. And he told me all about SEO and how he had hired two guys from Google and they could get me on the first page of Google. And I was like, oh, that sounds amazing. And so I'm spending, probably about $3,000 on the setup of the website. And then an additional like $350-ish every single month for him to manage it and continue to do like all the links and backtracking, all that stuff. And I signed like a 1-year commitment with him. And so after all was said and done, I ended up spending probably out between $6,000 and $7,000 on this website. And after that year, my results were, I couldn't track them. Right. I didn't quite know how many people were coming to my website. I wasn't collecting any leads. It wasn't optimized for getting people I could reach out to and contact and see if they were actually interested in my service. And after all that being said, like I couldn't track a single sale to that $6,000 that I spent. And I was like, man, like that really sucked. And so then I started to learn about direct response marketing, which is, you know, put money into marketing and then you expect something in return. And what we expect in return is to get a lead. And then it's our job to be able to nurture that lead to get on a phone call with us. And then we're on a phone call with them and we use our sales script to be able to say the magic words to get them to say yes to our service. And then we perform our service and they actually give us money. And then we actually can track that from how much money we spend to how much money they give us. And then there's a direct ROI on that. So that's what I'm going to share with you about what my thoughts are on whether you should spend money on an SEO company or whether you should just spend money on marketing, which builds your brand, which in turn actually can help with your SEO as well. So what I'm going to do, Lindsay, is I'm going to share my screen here. Maybe. Come on, screen. Okay. So there's your question right there. So Apex, I don't know anything about Apex. And again, like I don't think it matters if all marketing companies are pretty much the same. They all promise the same thing, that they can get you on the first page, that they'll get people coming to your website. But at the end of the day, and maybe they may even say they can get you leads, but that's all I really care about is leads. So what I will show you something is, I go into incognito mode, that way it doesn't pop up here. So like when I type in house cleaning, Bozeman, Montana, okay, you'll see it here at the very, very top. And there's something you can do on your computer too. Go in incognito mode, that way it doesn't show all your favorites and doesn't show all of your preferences. But when you type in house cleaning Bozeman, Montana, you can see our cleaning company is the first one that pops up here. And you'll see it's interesting. Okay. There's two other cleaning companies as well, but only this other one has a Google guaranteed. Okay. You keep scrolling down here and then you'll see businesses. Again, we're second here. And you'll see they pop up. So people look at this and if you just looked at this, you know, if it were me, I would say, oh, this one's got the most reviews and I would click on this. Okay. And then I would go here and it's going to tell me here. I could go to their website. I could look at some of the reviews. I'd be like, okay, or I could just call it, right? So there's lots of options I could do, but based on what I'm seeing right now, I would go to the website or I would call them depending on whatever my flavor is. Okay. So the reason why I want to show you this is now if I keep scrolling down, now it comes into the actual website. So this is where the SEO companies will say, hey, I'll get you on the first page or I'll get you at the top, all that stuff. And so as you scroll down here, you'll see Mountain Maids. You'll see all these other cleaning companies, but the reason I'm showing this is because you're going to fail. Oh, see, there's us again right here in this sponsored. So we're paying to be there. You're going to fail to find our cleaning company. That's why I'm showing you this, because we actually don't have a website. We have a funnel that it acts as a website, but it's not actually great for SEO. There we are right there. Look at that. All the way down here. There we are. So there's our quote unquote website was actually just a funnel, which is definitely not optimized for SEO. But if you actually scroll through here as a user, you'll start to see that we are at the top, even though we don't actually have a website. And that's because we actually pay for Google Local Services, which is a service Google provides to local businesses, okay, based on specific keywords. Now, if I go back into our Google Local Services, so here's our report. So we've only been doing this, I believe, since the beginning of the year. Let me just go back here. We haven't been doing it for very long. Let's just go December 1st here. Maybe we have more. Okay. So in total lifetime, oh, there it is. Okay, cool. So in total lifetime, we spent $774 on Google Local Services. We've got about 67 leads, and we have converted a sizzle of those 13 have booked. I'm sure we've actually closed more than that, but it actually doesn't matter. So let's just use those numbers, for example. So we sent 774. We're getting $11 per lead, which is pretty good. And let's just say we only close 13. We close 13% of those people. And our average clean that we're doing right now is $200. So if you go 13 times 200, cool. So that means that we are making $2,600 every time that we spend $774. So if you were doing a math equation, like if you could spend $774 and you got $2,600 back every time you spent that, how much money would you spend? Well, if you're smart, which I know you are, Lindsay, you would just try to spend as much money as you possibly could, right? You would basically spend as much money as you possibly could until you could no longer fulfill the amount of clients coming into your business. So, and the cool part is like when you want to turn that off, you can just say stop. You can turn your budget off and you don't have to continue to pay it. Whereas a marketing company is gonna be like, no, they're gonna try to keep you a stay. You have to go talk to somebody. They're gonna be like, no, we have these rules, we have these contracts, yada yada yada, right? So what this does, it gives you more control when you are able to use marketing. Use Google ads and even Facebook ads as a way to market your business rather than an SEO like service-based company. And honestly, like I try to like the reason why I can't spend more money is I don't, because there's just apparently not enough people who are searching Wilson house cleaning, because my average budget a week is $250 a week. Like I have it on max it possibly can. I've only spent $704 over the lifetime. So what I do, again, I'll just show you what I do. I vote with my dollars, right? Is I use this. I also use Google pay-per-click, which is a little bit different. I also use Facebook ads, all for the same reasons. I can directly track if I spend money on Google pay-per-click and I spend money on Facebook ads, I see how much money I'm spending. And then there's a direct link to how much money I'm getting back. And I can say, oh, I'm actually making money on this. And there's clear measurement. And I can also turn it off. Whereas when a SEO company comes to you, I promise you, they'll never say we can like, you'll pay us this money and we'll get you back this. And they can't show you that with real data because they, in order to do that, they'd have to like walk you through a funnel and be able to show you that, which eventually they're going to have to push traffic or people into that funnel. And the only thing to do that is actually through marketing. So SEO, again, great in theory, but in practicality, there's no way to actually track it. And so a lot of times what I realize is that your SEO will just build as your business builds. And as your marketing goes into it, then it builds from there. So if that makes sense, let me know. If you still have follow-up questions, please drop them down below. I wanted to give you a really good insight to that question because it is a common question that I see a lot of times from people who are brand new. Because I remember when I was brand new, I was like, yes, that sounds amazing. SEO seems like a dream. It turned out to be relatively a nightmare. So.